Hello and welcome to the Toras Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be studying Tehillim Perek 84, Pei Dalet. This is a mizmor associated with the sons of Korach or descendants of Korach, Bnei Korach. Korach's sons, according to Chazal, did teshuvah at the last moment before being swallowed up into an abyss. His descendants were singers in the Beis HaMikdash. This is a mizmor that speaks of the intense feelings of longing for the final geula to arrive when the Beis HaMikdash can be built. According to the Radak, this song was composed about David HaMelech as he was on the run in Plishtim. He yearned for the day when he could return to the place where the Aron was. The Ibn Ezra suggests that this was a song composed in Golus Bavel, the singers looking ahead to their ability to return to Israel. Or more globally, this is a song about the future redemption, as Sfarno maintains, the longing and the yearning for the return of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Amos Chacham in the Das Mikra makes the interesting suggestion that this may have been sung as the people were Ola Regel to the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash stood, anticipating the services that would be done in the temple. Pasuk Aleph Lamanatseach al Hagitis Livnei Korach Mizmor, to the conductor on the Gitis, an instrument, to the sons or descendants of Korach who were singers in the Beis HaMikdash. One can sense the intense emotions of nostalgia, of longing, of yearning, of dreaming for a time that is characterized by ultimate beauty and connection with God. In Pasuk Beis 2, Ma Yididos Mishkanos Secha Hashem Tzivakos, how beloved are your dwelling places, Hashem. Nechsefa v'gam kol son nafshi l'chatzros Hashem. My soul yearns and longs for the courtyards of Hashem. Libi ubisari yirananu el kel chai. Libi ubisari, my heart and my flesh will sing to the living God. We hear the longing of the Meshorer for a time when his entire essence will be consumed with the joy of redemption, when he can sing the songs of the temple, Libi Ubisari, my heart and my flesh, my heart, the seat of my intellect, my neshama and my flesh. Our struggles in this world really are the result of a constant tension between the lev and the basar, the lev representing our neshama and the basar representing our physical desires. I yearn for a day, says the Meshorer, when there will be a symbiosis of body and soul where I will have complete clarity. The Medrash highlights the association between the word yedid, a beloved friend, and the Beis HaMikdash. We said in Pasuk Beis, Ma Yididos Mishkanosecha Hashem Tzivakos. The Beis HaMikdash itself is referred to as Yedid. The one who built it, Shlomo HaMelech, is referred to as Yedid, or Yedidya. And Shevet Binyamin, in whose chelek the Beis HaMikdash was mainly built, is referred to as Yedid. LeBinyamin Amar Yedid Hashem Yishkon Lavetach. So the Meshorer expresses his intense yearnings for that place that is close to our collective hearts. The intensity of his yearning is characterized by his beautiful and poetic metaphor. In Pasuk Dalid 4, Gam tzipor matza bayis udror kein la, asher shasa efrocha es mizbechosecha Hashem tzivakos, Malki velokai. Even the birds have found a home, and the swallows have found nests for herself. She has laid her young on your altars, Hashem, my king, my God. The birds have a place to call home, and despite their ability to fly and move around effortlessly, even the birds have a nest, a dwelling place. We, Klal Yisrael, are like birds without a nest and a resting place. We want to come home to our nest, to the Beis HaMikdash. To add another layer to this metaphor, the birds have nests they call home, but unfortunately, because the Makom HaMikdash is desolate, their nests are made at the sites of the altars, degrading the holy site. The Medrash Tehillim asks the question, Amru Yisrael, Ad Masai Yusonin Osanu Ve'omrim, till when will the enemies talk about us? And say, as it says in Lishlei, Kitzipor no dedes min kina, we are like a bird that is just wandering from its nest. Any of you remember that song that we sang as little kids about the little bird is calling? Don't worry, I will not sing the song. I will spare all of you. But that song where we said the nest is Yerushalayim, it's calling, it wishes to be heard. That song that we sang as a child, it seemed like a simple, cute little song, but there is so much depth to that song. It is really a metaphor for what we see in this pasuk. Gam tzipor matzah bayis udoror kein la. So the Meshorah continues. He wants to return to the rebuilt house of Hashem because after all, what can be more joyous and fulfilling than dwelling in your house, Hashem? Pasuk 5. Hey, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha Od Yehalelucha Sela. Praiseworthy or happy and joyous is the man who dwells in your house. They will continually praise you. Pasuk 6, Vav, Ashrei Adam, Oz Lo Bach, Misilos, Bilvavam. Happy is the man whose strength is in you, like the roads of his heart. He is thrilled to be walking on the roads towards the Beis HaMikdash. When a person finds Oz, that strength, and he realizes that that Oz is Bach, meaning from the divine Torah, this is a praiseworthy man, Ashrei Adam. A man who approaches life from this type of perspective understands the mesilos, the roads, which ones to take. Mesilos bilvavam, the roadmap of life is etched in their heart. The Radak, quoting his father, explains that real strength, power, and wisdom comes from serving God. This is why people go to learned people, to tzaddikim, to Talmidei Chachamim for advice on so many of life's issues. Because one who plumbs God's world is one who has attained a deeper understanding and wisdom. Of course, Pasuk He is a most famous Pasuk because it is the introduction to our tefillah of what we call Ashrei, that we say twice in Shacharis and once in Mincha. Ashrei has this one pasuk from our perek, and it is so dubbed Ashrei, but really the rest of Ashrei is from perek Kuf Mem He, 145 in Tehillim. Another layer of understanding this pasuk is that even if we do not have a final resting place for Hashem Shechina, namely the Beis HaMikdash, we have satellite areas, if you will, of the temple that are manifested as Batei Knesses and Batei Medrash in prayer and study halls. So Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha, joyous or praiseworthy, are those who dwell in the houses of study and worship and make it a primary focus of their lives. Moving back to our theme of the yearning for the final redemption and the longing, the Meshorah continues to paint a vivid picture for us. We envision the landscape, the landforms, the beauty that we will take notice of when the redemption occurs. In Pasuk Zion 7, Ovrei be'emek habacham ayan yeshisuhu, those who pass by the valley of weeping, places which were once locations of tragedy, or bacha, places of desolation, they will be transformed into wellsprings. They will be transformed into places of joy. Gam brachos ya'ateh moreh. Blessings of rain will cover the area, or blessings in general will moreh, will lead the way, or blessings will spread out on Moreh, a reference to Har HaMoriah. Either way, there is a contrast between the first and the second half of the Pasuk, where a desolate situation will be reversed. And when the time comes, they will now have the ability to, Pasuk 8, Ches Yelchu Mechayel El Chayel, Yera'eh El Elokim Bitzion. They will walk from rampart to rampart, or from strength to strength, and appear before God of Tzion. Pasuk 7 may sound somewhat familiar to us. Ovrei be'emek habacha ma'ayan yishisuhu gam brachos ya'atem oreh. In L'chadodi, that we say on Friday night, L'chadodi is actually a poem speaking about the reversal of Golos and the bringing of Geula. If you look at it carefully, that's really what it's about. The verse, Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, Kumi Tzi'i Mitocha Hafecha, Rav Lach Sheves Be'emak Habacha, Vehu Yachamol Alayichem La. This Mikdash Melech, this holy place, this saintly place, a kingly place, get up from the turmoil, because you've sat, Rav Lach Sheves Be'emak Habacha, you've sat long enough in this desolate place, Rav Lach Sheves Be'emak Habacha. This verse from the Chododi clearly is an echo to our perek, Pasuk Zion, Ovrei be'emek habacha ma'ayan yeshisuhu. In Pasuk 9, Tes, we move from the thoughts of the images of the future to a prayer to Hashem to let all those thoughts come true. Hashem Elokim Tzvakos, Shim'a tefilasi, Azina Elokei Yaakov, Sela, listen to my prayer. And in Pasuk Yud 10, Magineinu, Re'e Elokim, V'habeit Penei Mishichecha, my shield, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the face of your anointed one. We want to see the face of our Mashiach. Why? In Psukim 11 and 12, Yod Aleph and Yod Beis, the Meshorer enumerates the reasons. And if we look at these two Psukim, it relates really to the beginning of our Perek, where we said, Ma yididos mishkanosecha Hashem tzivakos, how our souls and bodies yearn to see the Beis HaMikdash kasfa v'gam kol son nafshi l'chatzros Hashem. Now, in our Pasuk, in Pasuk 11, we say, Ki tov yom b'chatzeirecha me'alaf, that why are we our kasfa v'gam kol son nafshi l'chatzros Hashem, why are we so longing? Because as we say in Pasuk Yud Aleph, because Ki tov yom b'chatzeirecha me'alaf, because I'd rather spend one day in your chatzer, in your courtyard, than 1,000 days not in your courtyard. Bacharti, his tofef beves elokai, midur ba'alei resha. I prefer, I choose to spend my time in the house of God than to dwell in the houses, in the tents of the wicked. Why is even one day better? Because in reality, the place of Hashem Shechina provides the ultimate protection, as we say in Pasuk Yud Beis 12. Ki shemesh umagein Hashem Elokim, chein v'chavod yitein Hashem. Hashem is like the sun, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who provides warmth and protection, and like the sun, enlightenment through Hashem's Torah. Chein v'chavod yitein Hashem. Hashem will provide grace and honor. Lo yimnato lahochim betamim, he will not hold back any goodness from those who follow him with purity. The Radak points to another optimistic perspective of the future redemption that is referenced in this pasuk as well. That when we experience the final redemption, the rest of the world will want to both honor us as well as be at our service, as predicted in Yeshayahu. Lo yimnatov laholchim batamim, not just that Hashem will not hold back any good, but the rest of the world will want to bestow goodness on Klal Yisrael, as is predicted in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Heviu banayach b'chotzen ubnosayach al katef tinasena, v'hayu melachim omnayach v'sarosehim menikosayach, apayim eretz yishtachavulach, they will bow down to you, they will hold your children. The nations will envelop and hold your children in their arms and shoulders. Dignitaries and kings will bow down to you. They will lick the dust of your feet and they will know that I am Hashem. And back to our Perek Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem Tzvakos, Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. The reason this will all happen in the future is because the world will recognize God's greatness. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach, how lucky is the man who trusts in you. How lucky and more content we would all be if we had complete trust in God. Wishing everybody a wonderful day, and may all of the tefillos for the future redemption come true speedily in our days. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bas, Chaim Leib.